This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. The Inquiry Commission probing the Gen Z protest and violence on September 8th and 9th begins taking statements from Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chair Ravi Lamichani at Singha Darbar. Free Wi-Fi internet now available at 19 locations in Kathmandu Valley. And more than 60 killed as Typhoon Kalmaiki devastates central Philippines. Now the news in detail. The Inquiry Commission probing the Gen Z protest and violence on September 8th and 9th has begun taking statements from Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairman and former Home Minister Ravi Lamichani at Singha Darbar. Before taking the statement from Lamichani, the panel visited Nakhu Prison on Tuesday to investigate the inmate escape, internal vandalism and arson. It recorded the statement of Jail Chief Satyaraj Joshi on Sunday. The Commission questioned Joshi on whether a letter was issued at to release Lamichani. The prison security status amid tensions following the government's use of force on September 8 and reasons for security lapses. It also sought details on Lamichani and Sanjay Shah Takla, identified as the mastermind of the Janakpur bomb incident, among other inmates. Meanwhile, a program is underway in Bhrikuti Mandap in capital Kathmandu to announce the unity of 8 different communist and socialist parties, including CPN Maoist Center and CPN Unified Socialist. Free Wi-Fi internet services will now be available at 19 public locations across Kathmandu, thanks to initiatives led by Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Jagdish Kharel. These services have been extended to various hospitals, the premises of Pashupatinath Temple, Trivan International Airport and other important and sensitive places, and also the places of public service delivery. According to the ministry, existing Wi-Fi services at previous covered locations have undergone maintenance, quality improvements and capacity enhancement. Additionally, new installations have been completed at 8 different locations, including 3 which are under construction. The ministry stated that the new setups with capacity expansions are now operational at Kathmandu's new bus park, Bhaktapur Hospital, Bhaktapur Cancer Hospital, Kritipur Hospital and Trivan International Airport. Furthermore, installation and capacity enhancement works are underway at the Thulo Bharang Transport Management Office in Kathmandu and the Transport Management Office in Ekantakuna, Lalitpur. A new installation is in progress at the Transport Management Office in Vadirade, Bhaktapur, as per the ministry. To ensure the continuity and sustainability of free Wi-Fi, relevant institutions have already signed agreements with service providers. Nepal Telecom, Worlink and Vianet have collaborated on establishing these free Wi-Fi internet services. Under the special initiative of Communication Minister Kharel, the Nepal Telecommunications Authority has coordinated with service providers to expand access to the free Wi-Fi internet in Kathmandu Valley. Nepal has exported frozen French fries worth 5.488 million rupees to the United States for the first time through the Bhairahawa Customs Office. Food Choice Foods Private Limited, based in Rupandehi, shipped 2 containers totaling 43,520 kg of frozen French fries to Gentco LLC in the USA. According to a statement issued by the Bhairahawa Customs Office, the entry of a Nepali food product into a highly competitive market like the United States marks a significant milestone. The office expressed confidence that this achievement will contribute to the development of Nepali industries, foreign currency earnings, and the promotion of entrepreneurship. The successful entry of Nepali French fries into the U.S. market is expected to open doors for further expansion of Nepali products in the global market. The Bhairahawa Customs Office reaffirmed its commitment to continuously improving export facilitation services, information access and procedural ease. It also emphasized its priority to strengthen collaboration with the private sector, producers, logistics providers, and quality regulatory bodies. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. More than 60 people have died and hundreds of thousands have been displaced as one of the strongest typhoons of the year swept through the central Philippines. The BBC cited officials as saying Typhoon Kalmaiki inundated several towns on central island of Cebu, where 49 of reported deaths occurred. Another 26 people remain missing. Videos circulating online showed residents taking shelter on rooftops as floodwaters carried away vehicles and shipping containers. The confirmed fatalities include 6 members of a military helicopter crew that crashed on Mindanao Island while assisting in relief operations. The helicopter went down on Tuesday near Agusan del Sur after losing communication with command. The Philippine Air Force said a search and rescue mission was immediately launched and later confirmed that 6 bodies believed to be the pilot and the crew had been recovered. The typhoon weakened after making landfall early Tuesday but continued to bring winds exceeding 130 kilometers per hour. It is expected to move across the Visayas region before heading toward the South China Sea. 7 people have been killed and at least 11 others injured when a UPS cargo plane crashed during takeoff from Louisville, Muhammad Ali International Airport in Kentucky of the United States of America on Tuesday evening. According to the BBC, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said the plane's 3 crew members were believed to be among the dead, noting that the crash had been extremely violent. Officials added that the several people sustained injuries and warned that the death toll could rise higher. The plane bound for Honolulu was carrying about 144,000 liters of fuel when it skidded off the runway and hit nearby buildings, triggering a massive explosion. The blast engulfed at least 2 businesses, including a petroleum recycling facility. A shelter-in-place order was issued within a 5-mile radius due to fears of further explosions and air contamination, later narrowed to 1 mile. All outbound flights for the evening were cancelled, the airport said in a statement on X. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy over the hilly regions of the country, while mainly fair in the rest of the areas. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall at a few places of the hilly and mountainous regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, and at 1-2 places of the remaining hilly and mountainous regions of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. The inquiry commission probing the Gen Z protest and violence on September 8th and 9th begins taking statements from Rashtriya Swatantra Party chair Ravi Lamichani at Singh Darbar. Free Wi-Fi internet now available at 19 locations in Kathmandu Valley. And more than 60 people killed as Typhoon Kalmaiki devastates central Philippines. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.